Come to an open house Wednesdays and Thursdays from 4:30 till 7 throughout the month of May. And check us out online at FungeeringCS.com.
There you go, News Talk 1620 WTAW, about a minute till. Stick a fork in them, they're done. U.S. Airways is going away, shutting down after actually 75 years in one form or another.
Wow.
Flying. American Airlines says the shutdown will take place over a 90-day stretch to avoid the kind of technological problems when United and Continental got together. If you remember that, their computer system was all screwed up. U.S. Airways flights will slowly disappear and be replaced by American in a single reservation system. And it is one of the trickiest things that happens when you try to merge two airlines. They're the second airline. Actually, U.S. Airways originally began as All American Airlines in 1939. They became Allegheny. Then they got swallowed up by Mohawk Airlines and became U.S. Air, which then became U.S. Airways. But under all of those names, they're going away. High temperature today with a slight reduced chance of shower. It's 40% chance of rain. It'll be about 86, and that'll be the high for the next 4 or 5 days. News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll talk to Charles Squirtner after the news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. 2 days after a speeding Amtrak train ran off the rails.
We really won't want to try and understand why it was going that fast.
Lead investigator Robert Sumwalt with the NTSB says they want to talk to the engineer, but adds it's not unusual. He's gotten a lawyer. Fox News Radio's Gernal Scott's live in Philadelphia.
Dave, the attorney is saying Brandon Bostian only recalls regaining consciousness and grabbing his cell phone and dialing 911 after the crash. Bostian did suffer a concussion in the accident. Even without his help, the NTSB is using clues from the track and installed video cameras to perhaps see what he saw that day. The seven dead and the crash makes this the deadliest train accident in about 6 years. There are about 10 people listed in critical condition. As this investigation continues, that popular Boston to D.C. route remains shut down for another day, Dave.
And all the Taliban's taking credit for yesterday's attack on a guest house in Afghanistan, targeting foreigners who made up 9 of the 14 people killed. One's an American. Jurors are about to deliberate again at the Boston Marathon bombing trial.
Death or life in prison without parole. Those are the two choices for Jahar Tsarnaev, who was found guilty of 17 capital crimes last month by the same jury that now weighs his fate.
That's Fox News Radio's Bill Marcus outside the court. Hillary Clinton may finally have an opponent in the Democratic race for president. Another one, that is, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley.
My timeline for a while has been by the end of May, and that remains my timeline. And so stay tuned.
He's planning an announcement May the 30th. Bernie Sanders is also in the race. Republican Jeb Bush may have tipped his hat.
I'm running for president in 2016, and the focus is going to be about how do you create high sustained economic growth?
Notice the "if I run" correction of his slip of the tongue. Bush is not a declared candidate yet. He and Ben Carson lead a new Fox News GOP poll with 13% each. Slightly fewer Americans lined up for new unemployment benefits last week. First time jobless claims fell to 264,000. Wholesale inflation, producer prices fell 0.4% last month. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
When the work you love involves actual hard work, you need a John Deere Gator utility vehicle. The powerful Gator XUV825i has a 1,400-pound payload and seating that accommodates up to 4 people, so you can get whatever and whoever anywhere they need to go. Visit your John Deere dealer today. Live for what you do. Go Gator.
Visit one of Brazos Valley Equipment's 4 locations in Waco, Hillsboro, Cleburne, or Ennis. Or online at BrazosValleyEQ.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
And now another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A woman told her husband she had to take a few days to find herself. So she went to Golfsmith for their fitting days going on now. For a custom fitting and to check out the latest gear from all the biggest brands, like the TaylorMade R15 driver. She didn't find herself, but she found a fantastic driver and had it fit for herself. Close enough. Get fit during Golfsmith fitting days. It's free, it's fast, it's fundamental. Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The annual trip by members of the BCS Chamber of Commerce to Washington, D.C. again included interaction with leaders of the House and Senate. Chamber Board Chairman Rich White says there's more optimism.
The Speaker of the House, Boehner, mentioned that he's feeling a stronger sense of optimism and positive outlook, more so now than he ever has. And I think all of the members of our delegation will take that back, that there is some changes that are happening and things are improving and things are there's some headway being made.
White was encouraged by congressional plans for transportation and changes in federal health insurance. The governor is one vote away from receiving a bill that would create a committee that would determine how to spend money on repairing state buildings. The proposed Deferred Maintenance Fund and Oversight Committee would initially have about $21 million to distribute. The lieutenant governor and House Speaker would each appoint three people. Time is running out for parents in the Bryan School District to participate in a survey.
What we've tried to accomplish with this one is make a more comprehensive survey so there are fewer number of surveys going out, and it's kind of a all-in-one, all-inclusive type survey that helps us with some of the information we need to gather for our state accountability. That's the community student engagement and compliance piece of state accountability.
Bryan ISD spokesman Brandon Webb says the survey, located on the district's website, will be available through Sunday at midnight. The Bryan City Council has endorsed a fundraising idea requested by the Downtown Bryan Association. Councilman Chuck Condorla talked about brick pavers to benefit the Queen Theater.
They're nicely done. They'll be in front of the Queen. They'll be along the median of the road. The median's wide enough that you can probably go see your brick paver, take a picture of it, but look both ways before you cross the street.
The pavers will be set in front of the Queen as well as the center median of Main between 26th and 27th. Brazos Valley law enforcement officers gathered for the 28th time at Veterans Park to honor those who paid the ultimate price. Last year, 11 in Texas were among the 126 around the country who died. Bryan Police Chief Eric Buskey called on his fellow officers to work hard to not add more names to the list.
To that end, I ask you to follow four tenets. Wear your body armor, slow down your driving, buckle up, and stay fit.
The keynote speaker was the Commandant of the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets, Joe Ramirez.
I have one message for all of you who sacrifice daily and put your lives on the line every day to serve and protect our community. Stay the course. Do not be swayed or deterred by the negative press, by those who choose to berate and vilify you without having spent a minute in your shoes.
You can listen to yesterday's program on our website at WTAW.com. While the recognition of travel and tourism in most places takes place the first week of May, in Aggieland, it's an all-month affair. Jordan Meserol at the Convention and Visitors Bureau invites you to the annual community celebration today from 5 until 7 at Wolfpin Creek Park.
And we had bounce houses out there last year, and people say, how do bounce houses support tourism? Well, people bring in conventions or big festivals, and if it's an out-of-town festival, they'll hire the local bounce house company.
CVB staff spent time earlier this month in what Meserol called hospitality flash mobs, welcoming visitors at the Bush Library, those arriving and departing from Easterwood Airport, and thanking overnight hotel desk employees with gift baskets. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Do you need a tougher John Deere tractor to handle your chores? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the hardest jobs. John Deere 3E Series Compact Utility Tractors are ideal for loading, mowing, digging, and landscaping, and are loaded with easy-to-use features that provide all-day comfort. Plus, during deer season, save $2,750 on all 3E Series models. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends August 4th, 2015. Restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details.
Good morning, it's 8:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting. Just south of College Station, visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Here's some numbers.
Lots of clouds for today, some patchy fog this morning. As the day goes on, we may break into a little sun. We may also see a passing shower or thunderstorm, highs near 85. Clouds for tonight, muggy, warm, 70. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 85. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy near 70. Occasional sunshine developing Saturday, breezy and hot. High Saturday between 85 and 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:10. Let's head over to Austin. State Senator Charles Schwertner joins us. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Good morning.
Where I know it's getting fast and furious over there. Let's talk, first of all, before we different bills that are on the floor. You're holding a meeting outside the Capitol today, which I don't know how often that happens, but you're going to be discussing funding having to do with mental health, because I know that from at least reading from, I think the lady from DePelchin was discussing, that she's certainly concerned that there might be a cut in funding for medical health services in Texas. So tell us a little bit about the hearing today and what you hope to gain from that.
Well, I think that's the Health and Human Service Agency that's holding that hearing, not
I'm
the legislature.
Okay.
But they periodically review rates that they pay in the Medicaid program, and this hearing is related to that. We need to address mental health issues in Texas, and we've done that over the last two biennium by increasing appropriations to mental health. I have a bill that's going to hopefully address some of the mental health workforce shortages that we see in Texas. And so we're addressing it on a number of fronts, but the agency meeting today is really just about the rates that are in our Medicaid program.
Are you concerned as a doctor, though, that what they said is that 207 out of 254 counties basically are short of what is needed out there? And I know that you've got a bill that's going to help certain student loans be offset, but what does that say for us as Texas continues to grow with this being a problem?
Well, it is a problem. Texas is a growing state, and if we don't have an adequate network of mental health providers and access to mental health care, we're going to see it on the back end in our emergency rooms as well as in our ERs, and jails, I'm sorry. So, you know, I think it's right for that individual and family and community and certainly the taxpayer if we to develop and maintain an adequate mental health provider network.
Something I've been concerned about here, at least in the Brazos County area, is there anything that Brazos County can do? Because I have to believe that there are people who are maybe not being forthright in their information that they give so that they can get mental health services in Brazos County because their particular county is underserved. Is there anything that a county can do at this point to help that?
Well, I think there's been a stigma associated with mental illness for a long time, and people are realizing that mental illnesses need to be first realized and addressed and those individuals appropriately treated and taken care of. Mental illness is just like a physical illness, but you just can't see it. So oftentimes it's kind of pushed aside. But we do need as a country, as a society, as a community, to address mental illness. And you know, our LMHAs across local mental health authorities are doing a good job, but we can continue to put money into those entities to help those that need to address mental illness get that help.
Before he left office, Rick Perry had had put together a state requirement having to do with E-Verify. You've introduced a bill. We didn't get a chance to talk about it last week when the Senate approved it. That's State Bill 374 that has to do with being able to E-Verify to make sure that these people who are working in Texas should actually legally be here. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. Well, we do have an issue with illegal immigration, and besides securing our border, we need to also make sure that we address the jobs and benefits and other factors that entice immigrants to enter our country illegally in the first place. And this bill would mandate that the state of Texas utilize E-Verify when an individual applies for a job with the state. It's currently being done in 18 other states, and I think it's important that we practice what we preach and lead by example, and that we verify that individuals wanting employment with the state of Texas are legally eligible to work here in this country.
Now, your plan has the Texas Workforce Commission enforcing this. There's got to be costs involved there. How do you propose to have that paid for?
Well, the federal E-Verify system is actually a free system, and the fiscal note, the tabulation of any costs associated with the bill came back as no cost. All it is administrative on the part of the various agencies, and so I think it's an appropriate measure that from a financial standpoint can be absorbed by those agencies.
Now, how is this going to be received in the House? And secondly, I guess, how do we penalize, the end result, how do we penalize those people who are knowingly or unknowingly hiring people they shouldn't be hiring?
Well, it is making its way through the House, mm-hmm. and Representative Tony Dale is carrying that bill. But the bottom line is we shouldn't be hiring individuals that are not legally eligible to work in the state of Texas. And this bill speaks to actually state agencies. There's certainly the need, I think, of private enterprise to also follow that example. And so, if we take a lead here, I would hope and expect private enterprise to do so as well.
Charles Schwertner joining us this morning from Austin. Obviously, the conference committee is still taking a lot of your time. It seems like things, I don't know if contentious is the right word, but things seem to be a little more pointed as far as the discussions now.
Well, we only have 2 weeks left in the session, so yes, I guess I'd use the word pointed as well. We have to get our job done, and actually the budget has to go to print by next Wednesday to make it onto the floor and be voted on in a timely fashion to where we wind up at 140 days after the start of the session. So it's crunch time in a lot of ways. The actual conference committee work is significantly done. There's some outstanding issues that are being addressed at the chair level, and certainly I have input to a certain number of those issues. But it's not finalized, but there is a lot of work that has been accomplished, and we're going to be working through the weekend regarding the conference committee finalized product.
Once again, of course, property taxes may be part of that final picture. Tell me what kind of input you're getting or feedback you're getting from city councils and county commissioners in your district.
Well, I'm getting a lot of feedback from the citizens of Texas, the homeowners of Texas, that property taxes are too high. And we need to, as a state, address property tax escalation in our state. Not only do we need to have relief, but also we need to look at appraisals and tax rates that are imposed by entities that have that authority.
Charles Schwertner joining us from Austin. The Senate has sent an ethics bill over to the House. I saw that yesterday. Of course, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but Byron Cook, who's the chairman of the House State Affairs Committee, said mm-hmm. it's a waste of our time. That's not doing enough.
I'm not for sure. I know it's over in the House. I'm not for sure exactly the context of his comment, but I think certainly individuals elected to public office need to be held to a very high ethical standard, and there's always work that can be done to improve the various laws and regulations that we have to work under regarding our ethical conduct.
Anything aside from the conference committee that's going to be taken care of today or early next week?
Well, there are a ton of bills from the House that are making their way through now the Senate. Certainly bills have to pass one chamber, then pass the other chamber, and then be signed by the governor to become law. So it's a flood of House bills coming over to the Senate side and a flood of Senate bills going over to the House side. And that's just the way it is during the last couple of weeks of the legislative process.
That's the regular session. You want to make a prediction while we're talking?
Yeah, I still think we're going to get out of here.
Okay, that's good. Early next week, the Senate State Affairs Committee that you're a member of is going to be looking at House Bill 9, which has to do with properly funding the retirement plan for Texans, for people who pay into the system. You're, what, $8 billion in deficit right now.
Mm-hmm.
Things have to be changed. By law, you have to be able to pay it off within a certain amount of time. You don't fall within those parameters right now. Tell me a little bit about that hearing next week and what you expect.
Well, we looked at that also in finance already. We certainly need to fulfill our obligations to the employees of the state of Texas, and I think we're doing that in our budget this time during the biennial budget. But we're also looking at how the ERS, the Employee Retirement System of Texas, is structured and to make any necessary adjustments to the plan to maintain that's there for the employees that are going to rely upon it when they retire, and that it's functioning as intended.
Well, and I remind our listeners, all you have to do is look at the state of Illinois and how much trouble they're in because of the funding for pensions that there's no way that they can pay for them.
It's, yeah, they're not actuarially sound in Illinois. Actuarial soundness is considered 80% or more funded, and they're somewhere in the 30 or 40% range in Illinois. In Texas, the ERS system is in the 70s, I think 77% actuarially sound. We're not there yet. But we are better off than many other states and municipalities.
Maybe because we're a right-to-work state. I'm not sure.
Right-to-work, no income tax, low taxation, proper regulation, and, of course, we're blessed with an abundance of natural resources.
Things are working well right now. State Senator Charles Werner joins us on Thursday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at Dayhill.com.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
821 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's turn our approach to the cities now. Art Roach joins us this morning. How you doing, Art?
Very well, Scott.
You were just here a couple of weeks ago, as a matter of fact. Art's the assistant manager of the City of Bryan Community Development Services. We got a meeting coming up tonight, huh?
Yes, sir. We have a meeting of the Community Development Advisory Committee tonight at 6 p.m. at Fannin Elementary, corner of 29th and Baker Street, mm-hmm. 1200 Baker is the address, at 6 p.m. And we would invite the public who would like to attend. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the advisory committee to receive input from the staff on our ongoing projects and programs and to get an update on the development of the five-year consolidated plan for our funding allocations over the next year and our projects and programs over the next 5 years.
This kind of gives you an opportunity to go out and capture those federal dollars that are out there and available for everybody to make sure City of Bryan gets their share.
Yes, sir. We get about $1.2 million worth of federal funding through the Community Development Block Grant and Home Investment Partnership Program Grant, and we use those primarily for owner-occupied homes, owner-occupied affordable housing. We have a major rehabilitation reconstruction program, a minor repair program, home buyer down payment assistance. We fund nonprofit housing organizations like Habitat for Humanity, Elder Aid, those types. We have nonprofit public service agency funding and public facilities funding that we provide through those grants, as well as demolition of dilapidated structures. And we use those funds to promote fair housing in the community.
You know, we talked about that, like the teardown factor when you were here a few weeks ago. But, you know, as much as you try to get that information out, people need to understand whether or not they're qualified. So basically, what's the overview of people who are qualified for this?
The funds that we receive have to be used for folks who earn 80% or less of the area median income. And that's based on the number of people in the household. So for a single member household, it's $34,100 per year. And for a four-member household, it's $48,700 per year. And we would invite anyone who thinks they might be qualified, who needs assistance with their owner-occupied home or demolishing a structure in Bryan, to give us a call at the office, or come by the meeting tonight and sit in and see what it is we do. But they can contact us 209-5175 anytime 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. They can send us an email at community development web at bryantx.gov, or come by the office, 405 West 28th Street.
Okay, meeting again is tonight at 6 o'clock, and that'll be at Fedden Elementary School. All right, thanks for coming in this morning.
We appreciate the opportunity.
You bet. That's our visit with the folks from the City of Bryan on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Responsive, prompt, experienced. These are the qualities you want in a plumbing service. So remember this name: Holman's Quality Plumbing. Holman's has experienced plumbers who specialize in 24-hour emergency service, leak detection, and tankless water heaters. Looking to remodel? Holman's fully functional kitchen and bath showroom is coming soon. Holman's Quality Plumbing is quality plumbing by quality plumbers. For residential and commercial service, call 777-0178 or click holmanplumbing.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor in the studio with April Plemons, one of our new guests from
Long Way Home.
And you guys do some really interesting rescue type things, in that you don't really have a shelter area. You send them all out to fosters.
That's exactly right. So our mission statement is that we take animals that the shelter unfortunately has deemed unadoptable. So we pull from shelters really all over the state of Texas, and we put them all into foster homes. That way they get to be in a loving, warm environment until they find their forever homes.
And kind of reacclimatize to people again in some cases, yes?
Yes, exactly.
Amazing animals. You guys have been coming up and doing this with some of our other radio stations, and we wanted to sit and visit with you guys for a little bit, because you really do have some remarkable dogs that were obviously either mistreated or just strayed for a long time. And just, you know, I've seen them where they come in and they're like scary, and
yes,
a couple weeks later they're the most friendly, loving, beautiful animals in the world.
Yeah, so sometimes we save them because they have behavioral issues. So sometimes they're very scared, they're timid, they may have aggression issues. There's really just a wide range of things that they may need socialization. And sometimes we save them because they're medical cases, and so you guys get to see them a lot of times right at the very beginning, where they're unfortunately have bad mange and skin infections, and then we come back a few weeks later and it's like a brand new dog.
It really is. But they're always so good tempered. I mean, so
yes,
many of them will come up here and just want, all they want to do is be loved on.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about having dogs in a foster home, is because instead of having them in a kennel most of the day, they get to be with a loving home, they get to be on a couch, they get to snuggle, and so they really get the full benefit of being in a home.
If they would like to help out, adopt an animal or whatever, what's the process they need to go through?
Yeah, so you can check out, we're really active on Facebook, so you can check out a couple of things. We've got our Long Way Home Pit Bull Rescue, so if you're interested in the big bully breeds, we got some gorgeous, gorgeous dogs. If you want to check out our small kids, the kittens, the small dogs, we have Long Way Home Adoptables. And if you want to adopt, you can go to mylongwayhome.org.
What if somebody just kind of likes the idea and maybe like to throw some fold money at you? Same thing?
That'd be awesome. Yeah, so if you want to donate, you can also go to our website and click the donate button at the top. We also have these really cool Amazon wish lists. So if you just want to send us a bag of dog food, a bag of treats, all of that is really welcome. We're a nonprofit organization, so 100% of our proceeds goes to our animals.
April, thank you very much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Community segments brought to you by Van Dyke Reichen Insurance Company, serving insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Reichen, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Reichen and Brian at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Reichen, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Reichen and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Still no signs of inflation. The producer price index fell 0.4% in April from March, while core prices, which exclude food and energy, fell 0.2%. Food prices fell 0.9% last month and are down 4.2% so far this year. Federal court proceedings in the government's antitrust challenge to the proposed merger of rivals Sysco and U.S. Foods are going into overtime. A planned 7-day hearing was scheduled to end yesterday, but will be extended with closing arguments at the end of May. Uber has hired another public relations veteran to help improve its image. Rachel Whetstone, who had led communications and public policy at Google, is leaving to take on a similar role at the car sharing service. Crude oil down 24 cents at $60.26 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures indicating a higher open after stocks closed little change yesterday. The Dow Industrials fell 7 and the S&P 500 slipped a fraction, but the NASDAQ added 5. That's Your Money Now.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
Have you ever received an invitation from someone asking you to join in a game like Candy Crush or Trivia Crack? Over the past few months, I've gotten many invitations from all kinds of people to play these games. I didn't think much of it because I do have the Candy Crush app on my phone, I admit it. But when I received an invitation to play a new game called Trivia Crack, it piqued my curiosity. I don't have Trivia Crack installed on my phone, and I never play the game. Just by coincidence, I came across an article in Time magazine where the same thing happened to the author. He didn't install the app or play the game either. So how did Trivia Crack locate us? Many of our innocent-looking apps actually know a great deal about us, especially our phone contacts, Facebook friends, and email addresses. Without asking our permission, these apps will often exploit our contacts and invite others using our name to play the game with them. Protect yourself by first going to your Facebook account, email and contact settings, and make sure that you sever any links to games. And be very careful when you install new apps. Limit the permissions you give them. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's Komando. Start your own business? They say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss. But not GoDaddy. They like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy. They can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online. With their Get Online Today toolkit, you get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365. Sound expensive? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. Just $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. Starting your dream business or putting your business online isn't crazy. Passing on GoDaddy.com's Get Online Today toolkit for only $1 a month, that's a little crazy. They've helped millions of small business owners, and they can help you too. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, web hosting and 24/7 live customer support totally free. GoDaddy.com/Kim. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Once again, a delegation from the BCS Chamber of Commerce had the opportunity to visit with top leaders during their trip to Washington, D.C. That included a conversation with the House Speaker John Boehner. Chamber Board Chairman Rich White says Boehner is feeling a stronger sense of optimism and positive outlook, more so than he ever has.
And that gives us some hope that as the issues that we have surfaced are discussed and brought back home, that we're going to see some improvement, that we're going to see some progress being made. Areas like transportation that we feel has been at a standstill or look like there's going to be a bill passed at some point. There may be an extension, but they're very optimistic that there's some headway going to be made in the transportation bills that is so vital to the Texas situation.
Congressman Bill Flores was thanked for arranging meetings with multiple leaders in the House and Senate over a two-day period. Next month, the Downtown Bryan Association will begin a fundraiser to benefit the continued renovation of the Queen Theater. Selling Brick Pavers received unanimous support at this week's city council meeting.
I think it's a great opportunity for raising money, basically, to continue to see buildings and things maybe even further to come in downtown to be renovated and keep our downtown a source of pride.
Councilman Chuck Conderla says the pavers will be installed in front of the Queen as well as the center median of Main between 26th and 27th. The Texas Municipal League is fighting back against a bill they say would end annexation. The proposal calls for approval by affected citizens. TMA Executive Director Bennett Sandlin says cities should annex those areas because people work in cities and they should bear part of the cost.
If you don't do business in the city or drive on the streets or use the parks or benefit from the economic boom that the city causes, then I think you would have an argument.
Ms. Sandlin says the ability to annex prosperous surrounding neighborhoods is what keeps Texas cities strong. For the first time, women make up a majority on the Austin City Council. Yesterday, they rebuked a consultant's presentation to city staff, warning that elected female officials tend to tune out financial arguments and they like to ask a lot of questions. The seven offended councilwomen called the seminar by a former small-town city manager in Florida outdated and appalling. Jonathan K. Allen told Austin City employees that they would be making, quote, a serious error if they dealt with a female-dominated council in the same way as one controlled by men. Leave your comments about this story on our Facebook page, News Talk 1620 WTAW. College Station Police has learned from several residents about receiving what turned out to be bogus text messages, alerting them about a potential threat and advising them to stay in their homes. Police report they don't send texts. Emergency information is distributed through the city's online services and notifying the local media. Investigators are still looking for the source of the bogus message. The Bryan School District urges parents to participate in an online survey. Spokesman Brandon Webb says results will be used in state accountability reports.
And it sort of allows us to have some information to kind of grade ourselves on how we're doing in community involvement and school climate and athletics in a number of different categories.
The survey takes an average of 5 to 7 minutes to complete.
There's an opportunity to submit some comments. People have asked, well, how many questions are on the survey? And that's kind of a difficult question to answer because there are a number of questions, but the questions have subcategories. And we hope it's comprehensive, but we also know people need to get on with their day and move on to other things. So we try to keep it as brief as possible.
The parent survey online at bryanisd.org closes Sunday at midnight. For the 28th time, Brazos Valley law enforcement officers paid respect to the fallen around the state and the nation. Yesterday's memorial service included remarks from the sheriff's office and three local police chiefs. College Station Chief Scott McCollum says 15 of the 126 who died last year around the country were the result of ambush-style shootings.
Ambush-style attacks, as evidenced by the recent shooting deaths in New York City and most recently those that occurred in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, were the number one cause of felonious officer deaths for the fifth year in a row.
The keynote speaker was the commandant of the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets, Joe Ramirez.
What is a policeman made of? He, of all men, is at one the most needed and the most unwanted, a strangely nameless creature who is sir to his face and pig to his back. A policeman must be a minister, a social worker, a diplomat, a tough guy, and a gentleman. And, of course, he will have to be a genius, for he will have to feed a family on a policeman's salary.
Through the first 5 months of this year, there have been 44 deaths nationwide. Southwest Airlines is raising its dividend, buying back more stock, and planning new international flights from Houston. Officials with the Dallas-based carrier detailed a new $1.5 billion share buyback program at its annual meeting yesterday. Southwest expects to add new and used planes this year to grow its fleet to about 700 by the end of the year. In Aggieland, National Travel and Tourism Week is celebrated the whole month of May. Jordan Meserol at the Convention and Visitors Bureau says everyone is invited to today's community celebration.
100% free. You come out, and last year we had some people giving away hot dogs and snow cones and giving away little free trinkets like promotional sunglasses. And it's just a really great time to bring the family out and appreciate all the people that help make travel and tourism possible here.
Today's celebration is at Wolfen Creek Park from 5 until 7. You're also invited to the annual hospitality luncheon and awards on May 27th at the Hilton. Tickets are available by contacting the CVB. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There is so much to do at our Berry Fun Festival. You're invited to the 19th annual Dewberry Festival, Saturday, May 16th from 9 to 4 at the Wilson Ledbetter Park on FM 1600 in Cameron. Come check out our arts and crafts and food vendors. You'll see and can even participate in a classic car show, a bicycle decorating contest and parade, a youth fishing tournament, horseshoe tournament, and a Dewberry Cobbler Bake-Off. It's fun for the entire family. Go to Cameron-TX.com for more info on the 19th annual Dewberry Festival, Saturday, May 16th at the Wilson Ledbetter Park in Cameron.
At the Bank and Trust, we understand what local banking means and how important it is to the vitality of the community. That's why at the Bank and Trust, you'll find community banking at its best. Sure, we offer products you've come to expect like free checking, free small business checking, mobile deposit, and much more. We also know that banking is more than checking accounts and loans. It's about people and integrity. We're the same people you've trusted in the past, and it's our promise we will continue to earn your trust in the future. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Intercon, a family-owned business, still is, always has been. Father and son started, and they still run the place. It's Oscar and Brad Beard. And what Intercon does is, they have quality windows to make sure that your utility bill can be as low as possible. And because they're a locally owned company, they understand they got a couple of things going for you. First of all, because they're locally owned, they have local employees. They're going to be here as opposed to maybe a big box store where you might buy those windows and some crew comes in and does the work and then they're off and gone. Customer service, yep, they have real people who you talk to. You don't go through a phone tree. You get to the person who you need to talk to if you have any questions or you have any issues about the products from Intercon. And because they are, again, a locally owned company, there's never any high pressure. You want to find out what it's going to take to have quality windows that will control your energy costs, then have them come out, have a look at the situation. They'll give you an estimate, and they'll leave you alone. One of the most important things that can happen during summertime is solar screens. That can instantly make a difference in how warm the inside of your home is, because obviously the sun comes in, pounds in there, and it heats things up. So they have all sorts of solar screen options as well. So lots of ways for you to control your utility bills. Get in touch with them at Intercon at 823-3639.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
It's 841. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Lots of clouds for today. Some patchy fog this morning. As the day goes on, we may break into a little sun. We may also see a passing shower or thunderstorm, highs near 85. Clouds for tonight, muggy, warm, 70. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 85. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy near 70. Occasional sunshine developing Saturday, breezy and hot. High Saturday between 85 and 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. We talk buy local, always have, always will. That's something that Ben Downs started a long time ago when he was even working at another radio station. I know.
There's other radio stations?
Not now, really. Not too many of them, anyway. Certainly not many people working at them. But that's another story. Shop local is where the jobs are. You hear us do that around the holiday times. But How'd that Mother's Day flower thing go for you? Did it work out okay? Another holiday flower giving time last week, and another slew of stories over the social media as people complained about 1-800-Flowers orders that weren't what they had ordered.
Yeah, the before, you know, here's what it looks like on the internet, here's what I actually got.
Something like that. Yeah, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, that happens. And then the other random times, too. People take to social media to complain about and share photos of those flowers and what they look like when they arrived. And the online flower company has vowed again this year to fix any ugly orders. But hey, they're flower, they're live flowers. They're shipped in the mail, okay? In many ways, you think about it, that's like complaining that your deep dish pizza that was shipped from Chicago is cold and stale. I mean, they do the best they can, but for them, that's a difficult thing. Here's a thought. Maybe there's a local florist you could use. Oh, I don't know. Oh. Maybe. They florists seem to be in many, many cities across U.S. America. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. Yeah.
It's not unique.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Or if you listen to the opinion of Jennifer Grayson from the Washington Post, she said flowers may be nice for mom, but they're terrible for Mother Earth.
Oh, really?
You should just not give flowers.
Okay.
Go pick a little dandelion out of the lawn.
Yeah. Okay.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Whatever. Don't talk about killing birds.
I was gonna say, don't kill birds.
don't be doing that.
What I thought.
But again, you know, flowers are a great idea.
Uh huh.
And, you know, I'm not saying that 1-800-Flowers is a bad company at all, but you know what? If you're living in the same city as your mom, it's okay. You can go get some flowers. Pick them out yourself. I know. Pick it out yourself. How much trouble.
Or just call the florist in your mom's town.
Yeah.
I know that involves a little extra work, but, you know, it is mom.
That's right. Yeah. All right, here we go. Good news for you Simpsons people. Matt Groening took issue with sources that had claimed that there was a major holdout in the cast. He says, no, all the actors have signed for the next two seasons. Two seasons. Fox announced the hit animated show's renewal last week. The so-called sources claim that Harry Shearer, who voices multiple characters on the show, has not re-resigned.
not re-resigned.
I don't know what that means. Clip Howard here this morning.
There is a story actually in the Wall Street Journal that Mr. Sokol sent me saying that Shearer has, in fact, resigned with quotes and everything.
Wow.
I beg your pardon, New York Times, not the Wall Street Journal.
Okay, hang on. Wait. Okay. Okay. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. What? Breaking news.
Oh, yeah. No, this is breaking news.
Okay, yeah. Harry lives in New Orleans now. Why would you leave Santa Monica if you have all the money in the world, which he has? Why would you leave Santa Monica?
Harry's different.
Yeah.
I've visited with him before. Yeah. You know, he and his wife kind of do some things together on the intraweb.
Yeah.
He's a little bit different.
LeShow is an interesting thing to listen to if you're in a mood.
He wrote that he had been told by a lawyer from James Brooks, the executive producer, the show will go on. Harry will not be part of it. We wish him the best.
Oh, my.
Mr. Shearer said this occurred because I wanted what we've always had, the freedom to do other work. Of course, I wish him the very best. and another tweet, he said, and if it's been tweeted, it has to be true.
Of course, that's true. Yeah.
He said, thanks, Simpsons fans, for your support. So this is a blow, I got to say.
Wow. Well, and again, you know, I'm not sure how much he makes, but it's probably fair to say he makes $1-2 million a year doing this, right?
At least. And Al Jean, another producer, says we do not plan to kill off characters like Mr. Burns and Ned Flanders, but will recast with the finest voiceover talent available.
Oh,
so
he does a ton of characters. Yeah,
actually.
He does.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Those are obviously some of the main ones, but he does a lot.
Troy McClure, Lionel Hutz, Ms. Garoppolo.
So it's okay. It's a sad day for all of us.
I'm just saying, if you've heard the Arby's commercials, you know you can find other talent.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think they can get somebody to do Burns and Flanders.
Sure they can.
But
sure they can.
Uh, still a big loss.
I can't imagine how they, because after two, when they finish two more seasons, what will it be, 7,000 episodes? Is that about right?
No. I forget what they, how many they
But it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's like 700 episodes.
Well, you know a show's been on a, yeah. you know a show's yeah. been on a long
Almost
time.
700 episodes.
So, you start to have to worry.
But he's been there, I think, from the beginning. I believe that's right.
Oh, he can't. That's, he couldn't
yeah,
hear.
No, that's
no,
fine.
Sorry. Oh, Chip sorry. Just interrupted.
Sorry.
No,
anyway,
that's okay.
I'm gonna let he had some momentum going.
Hello.
So
morning, guys.
Hey, man. What's up?
My only fear with that, with them changing up that, I mean, think to the Bugs Bunny. That nobody's been able to pull that off.
Not even Mel Blanc's
yeah,
son.
That's true.
Not even
yeah.
Mel Blanc's son. There, yeah. there hasn't been a suitable replacement. But I don't know. Hopefully they'll find one if it is indeed true.
That's true. Well, and again.
Well, Chip Howard reported that it is. So
could
it
we
is.
Have a better definition of first world problems?
Yeah.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
It's good for you and your pet. One of many reasons to call Chasing Tails Mobile Veterinary Service. Chasing Tails comes to you at home, where your pet is comfortable and stress-free. Plus, spending your time in waiting rooms is over. Chasing Tails Mobile Veterinary Service offers everything from vaccinations to hospice care to acupuncture, with visits starting as low as $50 for your dog or cat and only $25 for each additional animal. Your pet means the world to you, and Chasing Tails Mobile Veterinary Service knows it. Find them on Facebook or click ChasingTailsVet.com.
12 till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Yeah, I'd like for us to like to watch an American go over to Liberia and try to explain to somebody over there. But Harry Shearer may not be on The Simpsons again next year.
Our cartoon has so long running, we have to worry about the voice actors' life expectancies
yeah,
now.
So. Privacy schmivacy.
Okay.
A photographer in Manhattan. Here you go, Patrick, right here in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Has been granted the right by a court to publish a book of photos he took of his neighbors with a large telescopic lens. Most of the pics are of everyday things like taking a nap or putting a baby to bed, although Arne Svensson obscured the faces of the people in his work. Some of the photos in The Neighbors, that's the name of the book, went to auction and sold for as much as $8,000. When Martha and Matthew Foster found out their kids were featured in the photos,
uh-oh,
they went to court to stop the pictures from being used, citing invasion of privacy. But the judge ruled in favor of Arne, saying that he is protected under the First Amendment and freedom of speech. But again, remember, he did, you know, blank out their faces.
From a legal perspective, I don't know where to fall on that. But the idea of blurring out someone's face is to keep it from being personally identifiable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the parents identified their kids, they weren't successful in not being able to personally or stop the personal identification. So that I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. Again, that's one judge, and it could certainly be challenged. There's no doubt about that. Morgan Freeman really wants marijuana legalized.
Yeah, he does.
He really, really wants it legalized. He said, I'll eat it, I'll drink it, I'll smoke it, I'll snort it.
Good night.
77-year-old, a big supporter of medical marijuana use and supports legalization across the board. He uses marijuana medicinally to treat pain in his arm after a car crash in 2008.
He was reported, or the rumor for years was that when he was easy reader,
yeah,
he was high most of the time.
Hey.
Because he just absolutely hated the electric company.
Well, can I, look, it's a paycheck, you know what I'm saying? And he drove Miss Daisy, so come on.
Yeah,
he's got to be okay, right? Yeah. Or was that Danny Glover? I don't remember.
No, that was definitely okay. Morgan Freeman.
All right, I'm kidding. California driver lucky to be alive after part of a motorcycle unexpectedly crashed through the windshield of their car. Unidentified motorist driving on 101 in Redwood City when a motorcycle sprocket came crashing through the windshield. The car narrowly missed the driver's head. Ended up lodged in the vehicle's roof. Police have no idea where it came from. Guy I used to work with when I was working in Beaumont. He's driving on I-10, and a truck threw a brake shoe, hit his wife in the face.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, really. And again, it's like a bullet. I mean, just about. It's
just bigger.
Just that fast. Can happen at any time. Ohio man claims he was discriminated against because of his dreadlocks. Charles Craddock interviewed via Skype for his job at Cedar Point Amusement Park in Sandusky, Ohio. He's 20 years old. Charles claims he asked the employer if his hair would be a problem, was told it wouldn't. After the interview, he was offered the position, so he packed up his belongings and he moved 60 miles from Cleveland to the park's dorm. A day later, at orientation, he said he was told to cut his hair. Well, since he's been growing his hair for 4 years, he felt cutting his hair would be losing a part of himself. So he packed his bags and he headed home. Spokesperson for Cedar Point said the personal appearance of our associates is a very important part of the park's image, but he says he'd be willing to discuss the matter with Craddock to see if a compromise could be reached. Maybe he can wear a hat. Maybe he could wear a wig. Not sure. I hired a guy once who had really long hair, and this was back in the day when that was a problem. I know, that just shows how old I am.
Dang,
right?
Long-haired hippies.
He was. Dang long-haired. Anyway, said, you'll have to do something with your hair. He said, I'll handle it. And he did. You know, until I saw him like at a nightclub 3 weeks later when he still had his hair. But what he did when he came to work is he had a wig. I mean, he tied his hair up and he put his wig on and he was presentable, or his hairpiece, whatever. So that's fine. I mean, that works.
Solves the problem.
Yeah. Well, am I old? What?
In real estate, technology is vital. That's why RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Since 1978, University Pediatric Association has established the finest tradition of specialized pediatric care in the Brazos Valley. Continuing that tradition means adding only the best young pediatric specialists to the team at UPA. It means having weekend and evening hours, a pediatric nurse on call 24/7, and answering only to our families, not a hospital or health system. For more information, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, here for generations and generations to come.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Republican Party of Brazos County will be hosting its annual Reagan Day Dinner Tuesday, May 26th at the Brazos Center. Keynote speaker, Reverend Rafael Cruz, father of Ted Cruz, is a powerful example of what it means to pursue the American dream. Reverend Cruz's keynote address, Imagine America Restored to the Historical and Biblical Foundations That Made It Great, is sure to be an inspiration to all. Individual tickets are $50 and table sponsorships are available. For more information, see the website, BrazosGOP.org, or call Brazos GOP headquarters at 268-2308.
About 3 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Andrew Cuomo cracking down on nail salons in New York. New York Times had a story last week that documented unsafe working conditions and other abuses faced by the workers. Many of them, of course, undocumented workers in that industry. His emergency order calls for inspections of every single nail salon.
Oh, how long is that going to take in New York?
Golly.
Just New York City.
I mean, if it's anything like it is here, gee.
Buffing the nails that Americans won't.
Yeah, that's well, or the way that they won't.
Yeah.
CBS announced yesterday the original CSI will be ending its 15-year run with a two-hour series finale to wrap things on September the 27th. Original cast members William Peterson and Marge Hilgenberger are set to return for the show. Ted Danson, who currently stars in the series for the past few seasons, will be in the movie as well. And the move over join the cast of CSI Cyber. Oh, he's going to be in CSI Cyber. Okay. Bradley Cooper will be appearing in a CBS series, Limitless, this fall.
Huh.
This is a series that is based on the movie that he starred in about a guy named Jake McDorman, who's able to access 100% of his mind thanks to the help of an experimental drug. He will play the same role he did in the movie as Jake's sidekick.
Mm.
So we'll see how that works out. CBS has rolled out their fall schedule, new stuff. Supergirl will be on Monday nights. We'll see. TNT has announced their fall schedule. They're going to do a network 8-episode series called The Alienist. I don't know if you're familiar with this. Caleb Carr wrote this. This is a story of horrendous murders. I mean, gruesome stuff. Police commissioner at the time was Theodore Roosevelt, who obviously went on to be president. Takes place back in 1896. A show called Animal Kingdom.